January 1st, 1907. Forgive as ye would be forgiven. Ellen G. White. Many things that do not appear in a correct light will be made plain in the day of the Lord, but the question of forgiveness needs not to be interpreted. If a brother errs, forgive him if he asks you. If he is not humble enough to ask, forgive him in your heart, and express your forgiveness in words and actions. Then the weight of his sin will not in any degree rest on you. If thy brother trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And we are not only to forgive 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Just as often as God forgives us, we are to forgive one another. Considering thyself, Paul cautions, lest thou also be tempted. There is never a time when it is right for you or me to say, I will not forgive my brother. I will not walk in harmony with him. He who does this places himself in opposition to the teachings of Christ. If your brother does you an injustice ignorantly, and then holds out the hand of fellowship, saying, If I have erred and have done you an injury, forgive me, and you draw away from him, refusing to forgive, you turn away from the great counselor and need yourself to repent and be forgiven. If your brother injures you knowingly and afterward repents, saying, Forgive me, it is not for you to refuse to forgive because you do not think that he feels humble enough and does not mean what he says. You have no right to judge him, for you cannot read the heart. One man is never to say to another, When I see that you have reformed, then I will forgive you. This is in accordance with human nature, but it is not God's plan. By showing that you do not desire fellowship with your brother, you not only hurt his soul and your own, but you wound and bruise the heart of Christ. Little heed is paid to the instruction Christ has given. His people come to him in prayer, asking favors, while at the same time they are cherishing hatred against their brother, not only thinking but speaking evil of him. God cannot bless them, for they refuse to put out of the way that which causes discord and variance. They would not appreciate the blessing of God should he give it to them as they desire. Christ points his followers to the path of self-sacrifice and self-surrender. How much better it would be if they would humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, seeking to remove everything that hinders pure, loving fellowship. Those who do this not only help themselves, but help their brethren and sisters, clearing away the cloud of misunderstanding which Satan throws across the pathway. My brethren and sisters, prepare the way, that you may come to God and be forgiven. It is not your brother's sin you are to confess, but your own. In doing this, you are making straight paths for his feet, and softened and subdued, he will fall on the rock and be broken. And the Lord will look with pleasure on the offering brought to him. Study the Savior's words. Except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case, whatever your position, enter into the kingdom of heaven. The righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees was of a selfish character, consisting of external forms. The righteousness which God requires is internal. The heart must be purified, else Christ cannot be enthroned there. Then the life must be conformed to the will of God. It is no marvel that the church is not vivified by the Holy Spirit's power. Men and women are setting aside the instruction Christ has given. Anger and covetousness are gaining the victory, and the soul temple is full of wickedness, so that there is no room for Christ. Men, unheeding the words of the Savior, follow their own perverse ways. They take themselves into their own hands, rejecting reproofs and warnings, until the candlestick is moved out of its place, and spiritual discernment is confused by human ideas. Men set the law of God aside to follow the light of their own imagination. All who love Jesus will search the Scriptures, that they may know and do His will. In God alone is our strength. In quietness and forbearance we shall conquer. Those who reveal the patience of Christ will obtain deliverance. They will share in the triumph of their Master. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city.